Educators and advocates are speaking out about proposed changes to Maine's law on proficiency-based diplomas. At a public hearing on Monday, they said new rules proposed by the State Department of Education may violate federal law and could keep many students with disabilities from graduating. Robbie Feinberg has more.
The new rules involve changes to Maine's law on proficiency-based diplomas. The law says that by 2021, students will need more than just a certain number of credits in high school in order to graduate. Instead, they'll need to be proficient in certain subjects like math and English. But at a public hearing in Augusta on Monday, educators said the new proposed rules could harm students with disabilities.
I think there will be students that currently get a diploma under our system that will not be getting diplomas.
Jill Adams is the executive director of MADSEC, the professional organization that represents the state's special education administrators. Adams says currently teams of parents and educators work together to create individualized graduation standards for many students with disabilities. But under the proposed state rules, she says this would no longer be allowed. Under the rules, every student, including those with disabilities, would need to reach rigorous academic standards in order to graduate. And Adams says that high standard would be too high for many students with disabilities.
That's more or less what you're going to be telling that student. Some of those students don't even want to stay through 18, let alone we're going to now push them to 20 and say you might not get a diploma.
These rules may violate federal law as well. Eric Herlin, an attorney with Drum & Woodsum, specializing in special education law, says the Federal Individual with Disabilities Education Act lets local teams determine the best way for a student to transition from school to adulthood. But at the public hearing, Herlin told the department that the proposed rules would run counter to that.
They are going to be denied the one thing that we give kids who go to high school, and that's a diploma. And that's erecting a wall that just doesn't need to be erected.
Carrie Woodcock is the executive director of the Maine Parent Federation, which provides support to parents of children with disabilities. She says that with the amount of work students put in from kindergarten through 12th grade, they should receive a diploma instead of an alternative document like a certificate of completion. Woodcock says she hopes the state will create a pathway for students with disabilities to get their diploma in the future.
These kids are in school for 12 to 14 years, and it can't be an all or nothing model. There's got to be some sort of alternative pathway to achieving some sort of diploma from the school system.
A DOE spokesperson says the department still needs to process the hearing testimony before answering any questions. The state will accept comments on the proposed rules until September 8th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.